Bye. Well, hello there, everybody. It's 6:05, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock p.m. That's 18:05 for all you military personnel tuning in. And that means it's time for Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm joined once again, as I was, I don't know, about 2 months ago, by my son, Soren.
I'm back.
Hey, son.
I'm back. I said I would be back, and now I'm back. I hope I didn't keep you guys waiting too long.
I got a lot of calls.
If I did, I'm sorry.
I got a lot of calls about you.
I was
some of them complaints. Most of them were looking forward to you being back.
I hope it was mostly positive feedback.
It was mostly positive.
But I'm back, and I'm happy to see you guys again.
In your mind.
In my mind. I have a good mental picture going.
Well, I'm glad you're here. This is going to be fun. If you didn't catch the episode of Tawny the Brave, it was about 2 months ago, right?
Something like that.
Probably somewhere maybe end of November-ish or something.
Yeah, definitely pre-holidays, pre-all of that. A few
well,
months
back. Soren came... He's been a one-man music discovery machine, and he's been discovering all kinds of things that he figured I would like, and... He's right in almost every case. He knows the type of thing I like, so he brought in some things. I brought in some things. As in, oh, if you like that, you gotta check this out type of situation. So we got some more of that going on this show. Also, somewhere in the middle of the show, maybe we'll do a couple sets, two or three sets of music, and I've gotta pause everything for a minute and do a little tribute to one of my favorite drummers who just passed away a couple of days ago. That's kind of sad, but hopefully I'll honor his life in a not sad way. We'll get to that. In the meantime, what are we starting with, Soren?
What's your Destination by Felt?
Felt. What's the deal with Felt? You've told me I should check this band out more deeply.
I don't know too much. Their description's pretty mysterious because I feel like they're a pretty obscure band.
They're a current band, though.
No, from early 70s. Out of, I think, like...
That totally sounds like a current, like, indie rock band or something.
I know, right? But yeah, no, from, like, Albuquerque or something like that, I'm pretty sure. I read a little description, but I could be wrong. But yeah, I don't know. Kind of flew relatively under the radar, but there's endless chains going on Reddit, people talking about them, saying they deserve more hype because fans of the genre think they're a hidden gem, for lack of better words, I guess. So,
well, we'll do our part.
Nice.
Everybody listening is about to become a Felt fan. Okay, I don't know how the rest of this set is going to go yet. I haven't really set things up, but we're going to start things off with Felt. This is Destination on Tawny the Brave.
Touch my heart forever, but I must leave now or never, and seek a life that I must live. Thank you.
into paradise and out the other side. With no one to guide me, torn apart by a fiery wheel inside me. I won't hurt you, I won't hurt you, I won't hurt you, I won't hurt you. An untouched diamond that's golden and brilliant without illumination. Your mouth's a constellation, the stars are in your eyes. I'll take a spaceship and try and go and find you. I won't hurt you, I won't hurt you, I won't hurt you, I won't hurt you. Rainbow, how good it is to know your lightning. Strike me with your lightning, bring me down and bury me with ashes. I won't hurt you, I won't hurt you, I won't hurt you.
There you have it. We're back. That was the Mystery Lights with Going Down.
Indeed.
And that was current.
That was pretty new. Yeah.
That was the only current thing.
Compared to some of the other stuff we heard, indeed, very new. The Mystery Lights on Daptone Records.
Daptone Records. You mentioned that before.
You all know all about them.
Yeah. Well, we do, but Daptone Records is almost always like soul stuff.
And I wouldn't generally speaking, yeah.
I wouldn't say that was soul.
Not exactly,
it
no.
It was just some sort of groovy pop music.
Something like that. So I guess they're kind of branching out in different directions. I don't know. But
they're actually
I'm a big fan of those guys.
Well, I'm definitely intrigued. I don't know. I guess I would presume they're American. I don't know if you know that for a fact, but just because Daptone is American-based.
Yeah, I would think so, but I actually can't remember off the top of my head. I'm pretty sure California, but I'm not sure.
I do see here that they've got shows coming up in Mexico and later in March in Germany. They are playing in Canada, in Montreal to be specific, in a couple of weeks,
oh, yeah.
3 weeks
nice.
Or so. February 13th, they're playing in Montreal.
Nice. Yeah, so. I looked it up. They are a group of Californians that got together in 2004 and have been making music ever since. And I think Daptone picked them up sometime in the 2010s.
Well.
And the rest is history, I guess. But I don't know if they've caught too much attention, but obviously enough to be touring. So that's good.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Well, I like that.
I like those guys.
The Mystery Lights and Going Down. Before that, we heard the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band, and I Won't Hurt You was the track.
Another good one.
Another good one.
You've recommended that album a couple times. I think I remember blowing the dust off the vinyl when we brought up all of your old records and stuff. And
I've
that's
got a
good album right
I've
there.
Got a vinyl copy. It seems to me it's a pretty rough. It's in pretty rough shape. That vinyl.
I think so. Yeah.
And
I've
I don't know.
Days,
not on my account. I must have found it used or acquired it somehow, because I take better care of my records than that. But that song was in the Wes Anderson movie Isle of Dogs.
Oh, yeah?
Which is a wonderful movie, which I'd recommend to anyone who hasn't seen it.
I haven't seen that in years.
Especially if you love
I'm
dogs.
I'm due for a rewatch. That was a great movie.
Dogs, anime, dystopian future. That's kind
is
of...
Is that George Clooney? No, I'm thinking of Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yeah, I can't remember who
notable
the voices
voice actors
are.
In that one. Or
I can't remember who the voice actors are.
I would assume so.
That song is in there, and it's great. I first heard that song from a compilation I got. Like, there's the famous old Nuggets compilation of all that classic garage rock stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then Rhino Records put out a series that was clearly inspired by the Nuggets collection. Their series was called Pebbles. And there's a whole bunch of volumes of it. And the Acid Rock volume, that song, I Won't Hurt You, was on there. And that's the first time I ever heard that song. And I still love it. I like the album. I can't remember what the name of their album is that it comes from. It's a really good album, but I Won't Hurt You, I think, is head and shoulders above
kind of
all the other
kind
stuff.
Kind of a one-album wonder, no, I think?
I don't even know if they have more than one album.
Yeah,
but
that one's worth checking out. It's got some good stuff.
And off the top was Destination by Felt.
I confirmed they are from Alabama, not Albuquerque. It also starts with A-L. A-L-B, but yeah, different...
yeah, those A-L
slightly
places,
different place, you know?
Altona, yeah, they're all the same.
Tomato, tomato.
Yes.
My fault, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spread misinformation.
So... We're kind of, this show, we're kind of making it up as we go along. Normally, I plan out the three songs that are coming up next, and I set it up. We're not really, we're kind of planning it out one at a time. Just, yeah, I don't know, to keep everybody fooled. And just because the last song was called Going Down, I told Soren that I know a great song called Going Down that you gotta hear. I've played it on the show before, probably at least a couple times, but I think it's just super duper awesome. Mickey Dolenz, drummer, vocalist.
Extraordinary.
Curly haired madman. Actually, the only surviving monkey, now that I think about it.
Huh.
He's the only monkey left standing.
He's got to be getting up there, no?
I guess he is. But he does a great job of high speed vocalizing on this song.
Let's hear it.
I'm not sure what's coming up next, but we're starting this way. Monkeys going down on Tawny the Brave.
It's going down.
Suck it to me.
Floating in the river with a saturated liver, and I wish I could forgive her, but I do believe she meant it when she told me to forget it, and I bet you will regret it when they find me in the morning, wet and drowned, and the wood gets round. I'm going down, I'm going down. Coming up for air, it's pretty stuff under there. I'd like to say I didn't care, but I forgot to leave a note, and it's so hot to stay afloat, I'm soaking wet without a boat, and I knew I should have taken off my shoes. It's front page news. Going down, going down. Must have had another date. I didn't need this extra weight. I wish that I could see the way to show. I don't want no more. Going down, I'm going down. And now I see the left, let it slip it all the way. I made a shuttle and a swim instead. And now it's really got me stuff. I can't believe it. Why I turn my life again. My tummy pump, I can't believe they drink this stuff in town. This dirty brown.
Scene is getting old. I'm hungry, sleepy, wet and cold. She told me to forget it nice. I should have taken her advice. I only want to go on home. I'd gladly leave that girl alone. What a way to spend the night. If I don't drown, I'll die of fright. But Pappy taught me how to float, but I can't swim a single note. He threw me in to teach me how. I stayed there floating like a mama cow, and now I've floated way downstream. No, this has to be a dream. If I could find my way to shore, it's getting light. Everything will be alright. Think I finally got the knack of just floating lazy on my back. I never really liked that town. I think I'll ride the river down, just moving slow and floating free. There's a river swinging under me, waving back to the slopes on shore. I should have thought of this before I float on down to New Orleans and pick up on some swinging scenes.
Ah! sweaty, babe.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's get ready to rumble.
That was Marvin Gaye, Trouble Man, from I guess that's a soundtrack for a movie called Trouble Man. I can assure you I've never seen it. Don't know if it's any good, but I love that song.
It's a fun track.
There is so much reverb on that song, I'm still wiping it off myself. It's just dripping with reverb.
I can still hear it echoing around the room.
Pretty much. It's
kind of wild.
Such a great sound. And not typical, like when I told you, oh, I got some Marvin Gaye coming up after this, you're thinking like Ain't No Mountain High Enough or some other, I'm blanking out on the hits of Marvin Gaye.
What's Going On?
What's Going On? I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Whatever. But
I think I was going to say, I think I recently sent you that post about, it was a joke saying Marvin Gaye has no idea what's going on ever. And
it was
a joke about the fact that like 90% of his song titles are all
questions
and just him questioning what's going on.
It was a bunch of several song titles that were all questions, including what's going on. Yeah,
he's got about 20 songs that just make him sound like a clueless guy.
Well, there's no question in that one. He knows exactly what's going on there. Trouble Man.
I totally interrupted, though. I don't know what's going on. I'm the one that doesn't know what's going on. Sorry. Go on.
And I'm just trying to keep some flow going here. Before that was Dennis Wilson. That was your choice.
Indeed.
How did you... Dennis Wilson? The guy, that's so obscure. He put up one album. He was started making another one, but then he died.
Yeah. Yeah. But and as you guys may or may not know, former Beach Boys drummer.
Yeah.
That guy.
Who didn't even write songs for the Beach Boys.
No.
Well, maybe he wrote a handful, but I don't think anyone took him seriously as a songwriter.
But had already like made a name for himself and stuff, but then yeah.
And then he goes and puts out this album, Pacific Ocean Blue. I think that was from 77.
Something like that.
And it's being discovered to this day. It's kind of a cult favorite or something.
Yeah.
And it's I'm still getting to know that album. Like, I've listened to it a bunch of times. I've played tracks from it on the on Tawny the Brave. And then you suggested playing Dreamer by Dennis Wilson. And I couldn't think of how it went in my head. But then I listened to it and I go, oh, that's an awesome song. I can't remember if that's one of the ones I played before.
One of my favorites off the album. I can't remember if, like, you recommended that one to me or if it's one of the things I just stumbled across on Spotify or something like that. But
those horns.
Like that song. Yeah, the horns are crazy. It's a fun song.
So well arranged. Like, if Dennis Wilson arranged those horns, I just don't
know
what
to
say.
Him. No, yeah, what a crazy, crazy background horns going on there.
He was the only Beach Boy who actually surfed.
Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
I did not know that.
They were not surfers. Really? They were just tapping into a trend.
It could have fooled me.
He was a surfer.
I feel like they have multiple album covers that kind of paint them as surfers, no? Like, I feel like that was their whole thing they had going on.
That was the marketing
thing.
Yeah. That they were all about surfing, but
well, the more you know,
I'm sure they all tried some surfing, but Dennis or Brian Wilson was the least surfinist guy ever, I think. But Dennis Wilson actually was a surfer.
Huh.
And of course, off the top, we heard the Monkees and Going Down, some high speed Mickey DeLenz vocals there.
Yeah, that was a good one.
So
not the typical sound from the Monkees, that's for sure.
No. And that was the B side to Daydream Believer. I can't explain it. So this next, we're going to play another set of music, and then I'm going to sidebar for my drummer tribute. But we're going to start this next set with the only band on your list that you played last time you were here guesting on this show.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Mazarin.
Mazarin.
2000s.
What does
soft
that
rock.
Mean?
Does pop rock. I think it was a person. I think it was a guy from way back when, and I will confirm that, but I think he's a historical figure of sorts, but I don't have an answer to that question.
I was gonna guess it was a type of hand lotion.
Oh yeah, that's a good guess. That's a fair guess.
So this track is Another One Goes By. You obviously really like this band
and this album specifically. This is their second
album. From the same album
as yeah.
what we heard last time?
Yeah, this is their second album of two. And the first one was okay, and it gets very good reviews if you look it up. Like another one of those hidden gems out there. But the second album, it's, yeah, definitely worth listening to.
Okay, well, I'm going to listen to a little bit of this before I pick a follow-up track. So we're going to get into this. This is Mazarin with Another One Goes By.
Let's hear it.
On Tawny the Brave, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah.
What was that?
Stop.
We'll hey get now.
There. Hey. He said, I got to rustle hey. Me up some action. Yeah, the kids are always saying that these days.
Action.
What are you up to tonight, Soren? I don't know. Let's go rustle up some action.
Just rustling some action tonight. It's going to be wild.
So bring to recap.
To recap, that was Tonight by MC5. I like that song. And I like MC5.
I like MC5 a lot, but you know what? I've never had that second album back in the USA.
Kind of, yeah, not their most famous work, that's for sure.
You've listened to that whole album?
Like once.
That makes one of us.
One time, yeah.
Because I've heard a bunch of tracks from it. I may have heard every track from it, but I can't say as I've ever listened to that whole album.
Yeah.
I've owned Kick Out the Jams ever since forever, and I've listened to that album about 100 times.
Which is like the MC5 album. Yeah, for sure, but like, I don't know, there was a period of time, like whatever it was, a year and a half ago, or 2 years ago, where I was like just getting into all those, like that kind of punk, and I think I gave that second album like a one listen, and I don't remember much of it, but
I kind of got the impression
I had
at least
that song in my playlist because I clearly liked it when I heard that album.
From what I've heard from that album, it's kind of more straight ahead rock and roll, like blues, heavy blues rock and roll.
Yeah,
more so than the first album, which is kind of trippy, flashing
just
lights,
all over the place,
like
right?
kicking the teeth rock and roll.
That's a good way to put it, for sure. But I like that song.
I like that song, too.
I think it's a good fit, good way to segue into your tribute, for sure.
Before that was April March and Sugar and Mazarin off the top with Another One Goes By.
Yeah.
So
I like that one. So
Rob Hurst was the drummer from Midnight Oil.
A little description there. Did I just give away all your secrets?
I know. Just hang on a second here. Rob Hurst was the drummer from Midnight Oil. I've played Midnight Oil on the show lots of times. I'm sure a lot of you are aware that I'm a fan. I love the album 10 to 1. People call it. It's 10987654321. That's the first album I knew really well by them, and I still think it's just a solid gold. Everything on there is great, and I've always loved the drumming on that album and in Midnight Oil songs in general. I got the pleasure of seeing Midnight Oil when they were on the Diesel and Dust tour. That's the album that had their big hit Beds Are Burning on it, and the Dead Heart as well. And they toured across Canada. They played in Winnipeg. And me and my friends stood up on our chairs and sang along to just about every song. Probably annoying the people around us, but we didn't care. We were having a great time. And it was a thrill to see that band play live. Rob Hurst had a big old setup. He had a big oil drum behind him that he would hit for percussion sometimes. Thank you, roadies, for hauling that oil drum all over North America. But he always played with a lot of power. I only found out in more recent times that he actually co-wrote a lot of their songs and a lot of their lyrics, too. He was as politically minded as Peter Garrett, their giant, bald lead singer, who has always been very political. It turns out the whole band is very political. They're all about politics and Aboriginal rights, which is as big an issue in Australia and Australasia at large as it is here in Canada. And they spoke about Aboriginal rights with a Canadian perspective when they played here. They even had an Aboriginal band playing here on the bill with them in Winnipeg. And they were wonderful. And I always admired Rob Hurst's drumming. And it was only 2 days ago that he passed away from cancer. So I was a little bit floored by that. But that's simply too bad. But I have no doubt that his was a life very well lived. So I'm going to play three songs in tribute to him in this set. From Red Sails in the Sunset, we're going to hear Kosciuszko. We're also going to hear Don't Want to Be the One from Place Without a Postcard, a prior album. And first up, a track I've played before on this show. It's certainly one of their best songs. And I'm going to start off this set with it because it features a drum solo by Rob Hurst that is just unusual in its structure, powerful, and mighty, and combines acoustic drums and electronic drums in the most interesting way. So this is my salute to a wonderful drummer and undoubtedly a great man too, Rob Hurst. Rest in peace. This is Midnight Oil with The Power and the Passion.
Power and the passion. it's with the brick wall view. I can't believe the perfect family's on my color TV. If I don't make it to the top, it'll never bother me. And I don't wanna be the one. 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 I'm an innocent bystander, caught in the path, waiting at the back. While the corporate attack assaults the senses with relentless scenes of passion and delight. I count up all the options and went running for my life. And I don't wanna be the one. And I don't wanna be the one. And I don't wanna be the one, wanna be the one. And I don't wanna be the one, wanna be the one. We'll be right back.
little violin at the end there.
Wasn't that sweet?
I like it.
They got some the string section. The at the end of Power and the Passion, there was a horn section that just comes in at the end. They got all kinds of flavors.
There's a bunch of stuff going on.
Throughout some monster drumming by the late Rob Hurst, the drummer from Midnight Oil. I always thought he was a really impressive drummer.
He sure was.
I'm almost getting misty just listening to these tracks and listening to his mighty drumming. But he sure left us a lot of good music. And I salute Rob Hurst for a lot of joy he's given me through his drumming and Midnight Oil's music.
The word you used to describe him, among many, was, yeah, powerhouse. And he sure is a powerhouse on the kit.
He's a powerhouse, yeah.
He
sounds like a strong fella.
He does, yeah.
But indeed. He passed away on January 20th at the age of 70. So rest in peace,
Rob Hurst. To be remembered.
Moving right along, seems like we're going to listen to some Bad Brains up next. You brought Bad Brains with you, did you?
That's what I want to hear.
A little DC hardcore.
Yeah.
Except this isn't exactly a hardcore track.
Yeah, it kind of goes a little bit back and forth. But yeah, this is not like one of their hits, but it's definitely a fan favorite. It's liked by Bad Brains fans all around. I was put on by, like, both to this song and to Bad Brains by friends of mine.
Yeah,
a buddy of mine bought me a Bad Brains record, like their self-titled album.
Right.
Bought me that on vinyl for my birthday last year or a couple of years ago. And I was previously, like, very loosely, barely familiar with them at all. I knew the name. I knew what their style was, but hadn't really checked them out much at all.
Yeah.
But after that, and listening to that album, made a point of kind of poking around a bit, and they're pretty awesome. It's a bunch of guys from, or four guys from Washington, D.C. High school homies, and they started like a jazz fusion kind of band.
Yeah.
Called Underground Cinema or something like that. I don't know. I read a little wiki blog on them. But yeah, and then got tired of that sound and wanted to do something a bit newer, a bit more fun, with a bit more energy, I guess.
Plus, Washington, D.C. did have a thriving hardcore scene.
It did, yeah. So I guess influence from that. Into that, and I guess they were all Rastafarian guys who had seen Bob Marley live a couple times, apparently.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, and then had been put on to the punk rock scene by friends of theirs, and or a friend of theirs or something like that. And that's where this idea of punk reggae came from. And who would think that you could possibly get away with that? But they made it work.
They did. They're one of the coolest bands ever, and yeah, an unlikely combination, but let's get into it. This is Bad Brains with Stay Close to Me.
Let's hear it.
It wouldn't matter if you weren't my baby. It wouldn't matter if you didn't care. I only know I love you, lady. I gotta have you always near.
as a rosary.
Fun little bluesy ending.
You know,
I didn't even know that was there.
The B-side to that song is called Number 14. Get it? Years ago, I had a show on CKOW before we went on the air, like broadcasting out into the air. We had a closed caption, or a closed circuit, I should say, station that broadcast only within the university.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. And what? The 1 year that I went here to the University of Winnipeg, I had a show, and I remember playing that song, although I wasn't yet very familiar with it. And when it got to that ending section, which is totally different than the previous section, I thought it was going into a different song, and I went, oh my God, and I panicked, and I faded it down real quickly, because I thought it was a different song.
They just kind of throw that random bit in the... in on the
I
end
know,
there.
Crazy. That's a whole song waiting to happen right there.
It's got potential.
It does. So that was Love with Seven, like, and Seven guys. Is. Before that was Résonance de Résonance. France.
Résonance.
Résonance.
There you go.
A French band with a instrumental, pretty much instrumental, called OK Chicago.
I remember that song.
Which Soren remembers from his childhood, because... Well, I knew it from a compilation of French soundtrack music, and then it popped up in a video game that you played when...
I don't remember what it was or when it was, but yeah, I guess you heard me playing something.
Yeah,
that
and
had
I
that,
leapt out of my
weirdly enough, on the soundtrack.
Chair.
And, yeah, how about that?
How about that? And Bad Brains off the top with Stay Close to Me.
Good song.
Good song.
Good
so
song.
We only got time for a couple more here. And we got to get right into it if we're going to squeeze them in, because there's only about six and a half minutes left in the show. So we'll do one each. This is your pick, Céline Desberg, And this is a track called L'Histoire de ta vie.
We've been kind of on a story of your life. Doing a little French thing tonight. I like it.
Okay, well, nice doing a show with you. And there's a whole bunch of leftover great tracks that we never even got to. So we'll do this again really soon. Sooner than you think.
Same time next 2 months from now?
Could be, or even sooner. We'll see how
see
things
you there.
Go. Anyways,
it was a pleasure listening. Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed the show, everyone. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Sad. Watch the sun wake up the